Joining us now from WEOL is Ben Hodge, who is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Avon City Schools. Normally you talk to Mike Lau, but apparently he's away, right? He's on special high secret meetings with other superintendents.
Mike is working on his national superintendent certification, and he actually is going to get that this week. So it's quite an achievement for him. He's been in the process of getting that for the last 2 years.
And you are here in his stead to talk about some of the things. You're the Director of Curriculum and Instruction. How do you describe what that title really means to you?
You know, when people ask me in the public what that means, it means that I'm in charge of all the materials that the kids have to learn. My job is to support the teachers to get the job done in the classroom, whether that be textbook resources, online resources, and then the instruction part comes with some teacher evaluation and how I support them with differentiated instruction and those kind of things. But there's always the caveat of whatever else Mike Lobb says to do.
So do you deal with like the vendors and all the scholastic world out there to find out what best has the material that the students and teachers need?
That is under my job description. And interesting enough, right after this talk on the radio here, I'm meeting with my high school and middle school English language arts teachers, and we're looking at adopting new curriculum K to 12 for next year. So we're meeting with a vendor this morning for about 3 hours.
You could do a year turnaround. I was wondering what time it takes from thoughts to actually implementing something.
It's quite a process. It takes about a year and a half to look at materials. We dabbled into it a little bit last year, and now we're bringing them in for a lot longer study, and we have it down to a couple vendors right now. You also see, just like kind of happens in a world, the big companies have bought the little companies. So there's less companies to pursue unless you're just looking at supplemental materials. But we're looking at the core material that we use for English language arts in the district.
When it comes to a change like that where you might want to tweak something, what's behind it?
We look at how our kids are achieving. And in particular, we look at state-wise. But Avon achieves pretty high according to state norms. But we look at our similar districts, who we compare ourselves with, and that's based on achievement, that's based on how much we spend to educate a child, it's based on enrollment, and we always want to be at the top of that subgroup as well. So that makes a decision in what materials they might be using and collaborating with other districts. What's working well for them is another piece of this.
You talked about how you perform. State testing is always what's part of that. Where do we stand with that, and what's the new words on that?
So state testing results, the final report card will be out February 25th. We did well. We know what it looks like preliminary before we get the final results. But this year, there's two big changes. Last year, we heard of PARC. PARC went away. It's no longer a vendor with the state of Ohio. Our new vendor for everything is the AIR assessments. And AIR was our vendor for science and social studies last year, but now they become the vendor for English language arts and math assessments. The other big change besides the vendor is how much time the kids will take during a test. Last year was two parts. Kids were tested in February, and they also took another assessment in April and May. And this year it's just one time, 2 days, but it's split over 2 days. For an hour and a half approximately each day for each area that's tested. It's very similar to the old Ohio Achievement Test or the OAAs when parents think about it. The other great news that I'm excited about is our results, because of the vendor change, came back so late, January and now into February, we're still getting results to look at to see if we needed to change things, if there's gaps in our curriculum. Next year, we're going to get them in June. So when our staff comes back and over the summer, we can work on where our gaps are, what are some things that we need to change for that next school year.
Well, somebody who's enjoying the school year this year are the new middle school students. Talk about this new facility. What's it been like? Does it still seem like the new school smell? If I can use a word like, I don't think there's school smells are different, but in a sense, but tell me a little bit about that. What's that like now?
What a great facility, and we're very proud of the facility. We're happy with the support we got for that bond issue we passed, and we came in $1 million under budget and on time, which is always a great thing. But the reason it's a great facility is it changed a lot of things in the district for opportunities for students. One of them is in that building alone. We're able to offer more elective courses next year, pretty much technology-based. So when they go to the high school, they have a little bit of taste in different areas. Maybe it's pre-engineering, for example. But moving our sixth graders up there to the 7-8 middle school opened up classrooms and actually brought back computer labs, because we were so jam-packed at that Heritage campus that we didn't even have true dedicated computer labs for the students. And the also trickle effect was we, just construction-wise, we had a lot going on last summer. We moved our kindergarten and preschool from the old village school over to the old middle school. So we renovated that in the summer and made it a kindergarten preschool feel. If you walk in there right now, you see lots of colors and colors on the walls, and it turned out to be a great project. And our last change, facility-wise, will be our board office. We'll be moving to the village school. It's, the first floor is being renovated right now for offices for us.
Did you know that the board right now is housed in a house?
I did not know that.
Ben, tell us where that house is. Craig, you'll be amazed where this is.
So when you're looking at Heritage North, so pulling in from Mitchell's Ice Cream, you make a hard left in that driveway, and there's a house that sits right across from the playground in between North and South Elementary. And we're pretty tight in there. There's not a lot of room. I told Bruce that I'm in the living room and Mike Lobb's in the garage of the house, literally.
When's he going to move out of the garage?
Now, that was the purpose of that, though, wasn't it? When it was built and that whole campus area was built, that was your board office.
It was, yes. And at the time, for the size of Avon, that was great. It was actually a great facility. It's just in the last year we added a human resource position. So we've grown administrative office wise just to be able to support our teachers and our students.
And the enrollment is growing too. It continues to grow. Maybe not at the pace that it once was, but talk about that a little.
It has. It's been consistent, anywhere from 80 to 100 kids a year. What's interesting, though, is our kindergarten and our first grade numbers aren't as high as they used to be, but our enrollment still increases. So what that tells us is Avon's very attracting to families at any age. They're willing to move their families here, and they think I think it's a great community. They think it's a great school system. Our largest groups, enrollment-wise, are grades 6, 7, and 8. We have 400 kids in those classes. Actually, our three grades in the middle school are only about 175 kids shy of the high school enrollment right this year, currently. So those are our three big bubble groups, and it tapers off a little bit after sixth grade to the low 300s.
Anything on tap for, I guess, this coming summer in terms of improvements, upgrades, building, anything?
You know, in 2 weeks, we have a continuous improvement plan in the district, which we're very proud of, because at times when you achieve high, sometimes you may become a little lax and don't think about improving, but we should always think about improving. We have an audit on the 17th of February at the new middle school at 5 o'clock. Anybody's welcome, public, to come and look at our continuous improvement plan that we have in place. It addresses things like technology and where we want to go with certain content, communication with the district, finances. So we're going to audit February 17th, then we're going to have some writing days in April and May and rewrite the continuous improvement plan, because that's what should drive what we do with our students and with the district.
Well, anything else we want to talk about this morning? You had the levy word here. I didn't know if there was anything on tap related to that in the school. Obviously, with some of this improvement, community's responsible for that, but sometimes you need operating expenses. What's the latest?
We've been very fortunate. Our last four issues that we've put on have passed, and very, very fortunate that we have a supportive community. Last year, we had a new money issue, and it passed. We will not ask for new money if the state doesn't change how they support us financially as well, because that's changed a lot in the last few years. But until probably 2019-20, that year, we'll have a renewal on the ballot by then, but we might have to look for new money from the voters at that time as well. But things are going well when it comes to finances, and we continue to look at how we spend our money. For example, like today, that ELA this is the first time I work with that company, and then I meet with another company in 2 weeks with my teachers to look at those things to make sure we're spending our money correctly.
Find out where you can get the best value. And I'm related to that, do you have other school systems? Is there like a Yelp or something related to these things, you know, where you get comments, not so much from the people and the vendors, but from the users to give you kind of an insight of where things might be going?
We have, as curriculum directors, we have something called a talk network, which is it's a group of all the curriculum leaders in the districts in Lorain County and Cuyahoga County. And we communicate through emails. We communicate once a month. We meet for about two and a half hours, and we bring in whoever we need to. It might be a vendor or someone from the state to talk about legal updates or curriculum changes, standard changes. And then we also have our own little group of Lorain County leaders. And that's where I get my support from for the job that I need to do, because you really rely on other people to get good ideas and what are they doing in their district that's working well and how's it working well and how did you implement it. Those kind of discussions are great to have.
Right. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Ben Hodge, Director of Curriculum and Instruction with the Avon City Schools.